From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The main suspect in an alleged plot to attack targets in New York City is scheduled to appear in a federal courtroom in Brooklyn this hour. His hearing comes as law enforcement officials are closing in on a handful of individuals who may have been part of the alleged scheme. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The man at the center of it all is a Denver-area shuttle bus driver named Najibullah Zazi. He was flown to New York on Friday to face charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against U.S. targets. Zazi has not yet entered a plea on these charges. But before he was arrested, he told reporters he wasn't a terrorist. His court appearance comes as authorities tell NPR that they're closing in on a handful of suspects they believe were helping Zazi with his plan. Officials say the suspects traveled to Denver from New York and were caught on surveillance tape, buying some of the chemicals Zazi needed to build homemade bombs. The other suspects could be arrested as early as this week. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is due at the White House later this hour. His talks with President Obama are likely to center on the war in Afghanistan. Ohio's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against Bank of America, contending the North Carolina bank hid information from shareholders last year when it bought Merrill Lynch. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
The lawsuit contends that executives with both Bank of America and Merrill Lynch hid two things from shareholders. One, how bad losses at Merrill were going to be. And two, that Merrill executives stood to get billions of dollars in bonuses despite their company's terrible performance. The suit was filed on behalf of Ohio's two largest public pension systems, as well as some other investors. Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray says he'll seek billions of dollars in damages from the company and several executives. Among those named in the suit are Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis and former Merrill chief John Thain. The suit comes a week after the Securities and Exchange Commission said it was taking Bank of America to court over the way it handled last fall's acquisition. The New York Attorney General has also investigated the deal. The bank has said it did nothing wrong. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
A key gauge of how consumers are feeling about the economy has fallen unexpectedly. The private research group Conference Board says its index fell this month because of worries about job security. On the other hand, it appears a troubled housing market is mending. The closely watched S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index showed some improvement. Home prices rose for the third month in a row. However, they are still down 13% from a year ago. On Wall Street, stocks have turned negative this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 37 points at 97.52. This is NPR. Lawyers for filmmaker Roman Polanski have filed a motion in a Swiss court to block his extradition to the United States. The Swiss court says it will make a decision within the next few weeks. Polanski was arrested Saturday as he arrived in Zurich to receive an award from a film festival. The United States has been seeking his extradition for having sex with a 13-year-old girl back in 1977. The dispute over Polanski's arrest has prompted the French and Polish foreign ministers to write a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The U.S. is seeking to extradite Polanski, who fled the country before sentencing. Many actors, filmmakers, and politicians have expressed outrage over the extradition request. Kouchner called Polanski's arrest a bit sinister, and French Culture Minister Frédéric Mitterrand said Polanski had been thrown to the lions because of ancient history. But there are signs that many ordinary people disagree with the support given Polanski from higher up. Le Figaro newspaper lashed out, saying, "Our so-called intelligentsia lacks modesty, restraint, and impartiality when one of its own has behaved badly." And one prominent politician said his colleagues would do well to hold their commentary until the justice process had been completed. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The big storm blamed for at least 246 deaths in the Philippines is proving deadly in Vietnam as well. The system struck Manila over the weekend, causing floods and landslides. It gathered strength across the South China Sea before moving into central Vietnam as a typhoon today. At least 23 people have been killed in Vietnam. Back in the Philippines, officials say a new storm brewing in the Pacific could complicate relief efforts. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.